Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, your weekly dose of accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. Here's your host, Mike Jezoshek, CPA.
Hello and welcome back. Today's topic is how can I maximize business deductions and write-offs? Now, maximizing deductions. This is one of my favorite topics to discuss with business owners. The fact is so many business owners for far too long have been told that in order to lower your taxes, you need to go out and buy things. Go buy a truck that you probably don't need. Go buy a new TV for your business that you probably don't need, and so on and so on. And so after reading this today and after kind of talking through things today, my hope is that you look at maximizing deductions in a completely different lens and really change from this conventional way of thinking that in order to maximize deductions, you just need to go out and buy stuff. Now, to do that, we need to cover some concepts and then dig into what maximizing deductions actually means. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. So the first question that we want to address or talk through is what are pre-tax versus after-tax dollars? Now, after-tax dollars is money that you spend after it's been taxed. So let's think of this as a W-2 employee. As a W-2 employee, you have your gross wages, and then you have all these taxes taken out, and whatever's left over gets deposited into your bank account as your take-home pay. Your take-home pay is after-tax dollars. Your money's already been taxed. You're getting whatever's left over after taxes. Now, if you are a W-2 employee and you're working from home, a home office, and you went out and bought a desk and bought a chair, you're going to be using after-tax dollars for that spending. You get no tax deduction for that spending. Now let's flip the switch. Let's look at pre-tax dollars. And this is spending done prior to the money being taxed. So as a business owner, you have your sales or your revenue, and then you have all these expenses that go into it. And whatever is left over is your profit. And that is what is taxed, your profit. So revenue, all these expenses, and then you have your profit. That is what's taxed. So let's take that same example as above. But now you're a business owner. That home office you're using, utilities, internet, maintenance, lawn care, everything is all partially deductible now under your business. That desk you bought, that chair you bought for your home office is now a tax deduction. Spending that you do within your business is considered pre-tax spending. You are spending dollars prior to those dollars being taxed. And this is an incredible advantage that business owners have. We want you to always be strategizing on how you can find after-tax dollars that can be moved to pre-tax dollars. How can you find a business purpose in everyday spending that allows you to move an expense from into your business and get a pre-tax business deduction? So that's what we want to be focusing on today. How can we move spending from after-tax spending into pre-tax spending? How can we find a business purpose, get a business deduction for that spending that we were maybe going to do anyways? So let's talk about the next topic that comes into play when we start discussing this. What can you deduct as a business expense? And the IRS has this laid out, you know, relatively in easy terms. Within the day-to-day life of your business, you're going to have ordinary and necessary expenses that you can deduct when filing your taxes. So what does ordinary and necessary mean? Ordinary simply just means common and accepted in your industry, your line of work, a common expense for that industry. And necessary simply just means that it's helpful and appropriate in operating your small business. So what I like to say is basically an ordinary and necessary expense means that it is typical in your line of work and appropriate or helpful for your business. It may be helpful to find new clients. It may be helpful to keep current clients. It may be helpful to get talent or retain talent, or it may just be helpful for you to maintain day-to-day operations. Whatever it might be, its expense is both ordinary and necessary, which means it is typical in your line of work and appropriate or helpful in your business. Now, to meet this test, it does not have to happen often, or it doesn't have to be a recurring expense, although it can be. It also does not have to be indispensable to be considered necessary. And I think this is a key point to help understand. So what are some examples of business expenses. First, I just want to let you know that we just recently revamped our ebook, The Ultimate List of Business Deductions. You can download that at taxsavingspodcast.com/deductions. That's taxsavingspodcast.com/deductions. It's a great download for you to start, just begin getting ideas. You know, so if you have not downloaded yet, do it now. And next year, we're actually going to be doing an entire series on various different business expenses. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast, our YouTube channel, our blog, and just be on the lookout for those, because we're going to be deep diving into various different expense categories that you can be using as a business owner on a daily basis. Well, but with that being said, we want to go give you kind of some general idea of expense categories that we see business owners use often. Let's start with advertising. Automobile expense, business assets. This could be a piece of equipment or something like that. And oftentimes depreciation is involved in this. Dues and subscriptions, commissions or fees, contract labor, costs of goods sold. If you have a product that you're developing, you're going to have cost of goods sold. There's employee benefits, gifts, insurance, interest expense, legal and professional services, meals expenses. Now, entertainment's no longer deductible in most cases, but meals still are deductible at 50%. You have office expenses and payroll taxes and rent or lease payments, repairs and maintenance, supplies, taxes and licenses, especially if you're in a profession that needs licensing, travel expenses, utilities, wages and salaries, and so many more. So this is really just scratching the surface about some general ideas just to get you thinking of different ways to help maximize your deductions. So let's go back to that initial question. Now that we laid some groundwork, let's go back to that original core question. How can you maximize deductions and write-offs? And we're going to be trying to do this without simply buying things you do not need. Now, many of the things that we talk about in our tax minimization program that we call our core tax strategies start with this concept. Now, by the way, if you're not a member of our tax minimization program, check it out. Go to taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. But again, many of the core tax strategies that we talk about within our tax minimization program start with this concept as a base. How can you move spending that you are already doing from after-tax spending into pre-tax spending by finding a business purpose? And examples of this are automobile, cell phone, electronic purchases, healthcare costs, hiring your kids in your business. How can you get a business deduction? Your kids potentially pay no income taxes. And if you're hiring your kids in your business, they can use that money to go to basketball camps, to go to amusement parks with their friends, where typically you would fund that with after-tax dollars. Now we can do it with pre-tax dollars. We look at the home office, internet expenses, meals expenses, medical, travel, in so many more ways. But again, much of our core tax planning starts with this concept. How can we find a business purpose to spending that we're already doing? We're not going out and buying things we don't need. We're using spending that we're already doing, finding a business purpose for it, finding a way to move that from after-tax spending into pre-tax spending. The next tip that we recommend our tax minimization program members do is go through your personal credit card statement. Take some time to go through that credit card statement and see if you can find a business purpose to spending that you may have already done. If you find some, simply utilize an accountable plan to reimburse yourself for that business-related item. If you haven't checked out our podcast or blog post on accountable plans, do so now. Some really good information there. And finally, one thing I wanted you to be thinking about is every time that you swipe your card, ask yourself this. Is there a business purpose for this? Can I find a business purpose for this? If so, run it through the business and get a pre-tax deduction for it. So now let's go to the big piece here. And this is one that I do not want us to just disregard. What do you need to do, or what do you need to document when maximizing deductions? So to kind of close this whole article up about maximizing deductions, we want to ensure that you are doing everything possible to bulletproof yourself from an IRS audit. As we're maximizing these deductions, how can you be sure to protect yourself from an IRS audit? The first tip I want to say is this is just general advice. Not every tax deduction may be allowed for your specific business. Be sure to talk with your tax professional before acting to ensure that it's valid in your line of business. What is a valid deduction for one business owner may not be the same for the other. And I see this so often. People say, well, you know, the guy that does work on my car said he does this, this, and this. Just because he's doing it doesn't mean that's valid in your business. And just because he's doing it and hasn't got caught also doesn't mean that he's doing it legally either. So just take some of that with a grain of salt. Consult with your tax professional to make sure it makes sense for your business in your situation. Tip number two, have a separate bank account and credit card if applicable for your business. If the IRS challenges you, they're going to ask for bank records. And if they see if you provide bank records with business and personal items all commingled into one account, they're going to scrutinize those expenses that you're claiming as business at a much higher level because there's commingling going on. The third tip is keep great records and receipts. Write down on every receipt you get the business purpose, the background behind it. The more information that you can document, the better. And do this right away. If you need this down the road, you want to have it on file. So do it right away because it's going to be really hard to try and remember what the business purpose was for spending that maybe happened 3 years ago. So just take a couple seconds to write on that receipt, the business purpose, any documentation that you can do to help support that, do that now. And finally, as part of this, take a picture. Store it in a digital file. You don't need to keep a box of receipts or everything on file. Take a picture of your receipt and store it digitally. You might use Google Drive or Dropbox, or if you're a Xero accounting software subscriber, you could use HubDoc. Whatever you might do, just use a digital file, something that you can easily still grab up in the cloud or whatever it might be. No need to hold on to that physical paper copy. You never know when you're going to need it down the road, so just keep it digitally. And finally, do not get greedy. Always do what I call the sniff test. You know, ask yourself this question. If I was in front of an auditor, would the documentation and explanation that I have be something that the auditor would agree with? If you think it would be so hard or so egregious that the auditor would never agree with you, that sniff test might tell you that you may be going down the wrong route. So just do the sniff test. Make sure your expenses are proportionate to your income, and also make sure that they make sense in relation to the industry that you are in. If you have $5,000 in income in a business that's been operating for a while and have $50,000 in travel expenses, it may be hard to defend. It may be hard to say, oh yeah, that's ordinary and necessary. So bottom line, do not get greedy, but I also want to stress this very heavily. Do not be afraid to take advantage of the tax laws that are available to you. The tax law was written the way it was for a reason. Don't be afraid to take advantage of that tax law the way it's written, but also do not get greedy. So let's just kind of do a quick summary of what we discussed today. First off, we want to think about this concept of pre-tax versus after-tax dollars. After-tax dollars are if you're a W-2 earner, you get your gross salary, taxes taken out, and then your take-home pay. Your take-home pay are after-tax. Anything you do, any spending you do with that money is on money that's already been taxed. So you go out and buy a desk for your home office as a W-2 employee, you get no tax deduction. Where pre-tax, let's think of this as a business owner. You have your sales or your revenue in your business, and you have all these expenses that get taken out of it, which brings you to your profit. And your profit is what you get taxed on. So any spending that you do within the business, you have a business purpose to, is considered pre-tax spending. As a business owner, if you have a home office, you're getting a partial deduction for that. Your internet, your maintenance, your lawn care, utilities, everything else. If you go out and buy a desk or go out and buy a computer, that's all pre-tax spending that you're getting a deduction for. Spending you do within the business, again, is considered pre-tax spending. We always want to be thinking about how can we move after-tax spending, spending that we're already doing, finding a business purpose to it, and move it to pre-tax spending. Now, what can you deduct as a business expense? Anything that's ordinary and necessary. And basically, ordinary and necessary means that it's typical in your line of work and is appropriate or helpful for your business to continue operating, to maintain, to grow, everything else. So we talked about examples of business expenses, anywhere from advertising and gifts, employee benefits, wages and salaries, rent payments, repairs, supplies, legal and professional fees, contract labor, so many different items. I definitely recommend you checking out our ultimate list of business deductions. You can find that at taxsavingspodcast.com /deductions. And we're also going to be doing an entire series on different expense categories next year. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast, YouTube channel, blog, and everything else. Again, how can you maximize deductions and write-offs? We want to think of spending, ways that we can move after-tax spending into pre-tax spending. I give examples. A lot of the core tax strategies that we talk about in our tax minimization program are utilizing this idea. The home office, hiring your kids, purchasing electronics, your cell phone, your automobile, health-related strategies, health costs, all of that kind of concept starts with this basic idea. Go through your personal credit card statement. See if there's items that you maybe paid for personally that you can find a business purpose for and use an accountable plan to reimburse yourself for that. And I say, every time you swipe your card, ask yourself, is there a business purpose for this? If so, run it through the business and get a pre-tax deduction for it. Now, when it comes to documenting, again, this is general advice. Your business is going to be specific to you. Just because an expense may be allowed for one business does not mean that it's allowed for your business. Always have a separate bank account and a credit card for your business. Keep great records and receipts. Write directly on the receipt as much information as you can. Just take a few seconds when you get that receipt to write down the business purpose for it. Take a picture of it, save it digitally, just in case you need it down the road. And don't get greedy, but also do not be afraid to take advantage of the tax law the way it's written and the way it's written for you as a business owner. Now remember, once the calendar rolls over to the new year, the majority of tax planning opportunities get tossed out the window. You have time now. Take a couple of hours to strategize and implement what we're talking about here so that you can ensure when you file your tax return, you're paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. As we finish out the year, we're going to continue to touch on these topics and things that you can do before year end, again, to make sure that this is the last year or this is a year where you pay the least amount in taxes as legally possible. I want to thank you for listening to another episode, and I cannot wait to see you next week where we dive even deeper into strategies that you can implement before year end. Have a great rest of your week.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review and share with other business owners. You can find previous episodes and more information at www.taxsavingspodcast.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.